I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everybody, welcome to Marriage Martinis. Today is a very special episode for me. It's been about a month now since I started this whole experience and found Eugenia randomly on a Facebook page and saw her work and knew that the next step in my journey had to be her art, had to be being a part of what she's creating, which is really a space and a way for women and couples and, you know, however you identify, to embrace ourselves at a different level. And I don't quite know how to wrap up the experience into words, because quite honestly, I never had anything like it. And I've done a lot of shit, you know, I mean, to a certain degree, you know, I've exposed myself a lot in many different ways in a raw sense, more than probably, you know, 95% of the population does. I've written things that go places that most people don't. But again, you know, I've always had this very, very hard boundary of not showing myself, because that was one place where I could not go yet. And as much as, you know, I obviously am very comfortable in the bedroom and talking about sex and, you know, with Adam and all of that, public is a whole other ballgame. So this was for me as transformative an experience as, you know, maybe like sailing around the world is for some people, as crazy as that sounds. But also, I have no interest in sailing around the world. So the big part is that I knew I needed to do it. I was scared as fuck to do it. I almost canceled, and I did it. And I think that is the bigger experience. That is the bigger lesson in all of this, right? It isn't just about a boudoir shoot. I know, you know, we've done a bunch of episodes about it. I've written about it. And the larger message and the larger takeaway is, if there is something out there that you feel is really holding you back and is keeping you from healing or growing, evolving, connecting, succeeding, and you know that there's some kind of bridge over that, even if you're scared to cross that bridge, that maybe it's time to do it. Whatever it is, whatever your limitation is that you know you need to get over for the next part of your life to be in a more calm, peaceful, exciting, connected place, go for it. Had I not reached out to Eugenia and, you know, just said to her like, hey, super scared to do this, but also I want to, and kind of like trusted her to take me into her embrace, sort of, and lead me through it, I would still be on the other side of that bridge. And it feels so much fucking better over here, let me tell you. I still have tons of work to do. I'm not done. I think it will be a lifelong journey connecting with my body and with embracing myself for who I am rather than the version of myself I sort of always thought I should be. But this helped. And so again, you know, the episode is about boudoir. It's about Eugenia as a photographer and an artist and this sort of underappreciated art form that even I didn't quite understand before. But bigger than that, it is about spaces that are there for us that maybe we don't even know about. Maybe we need to research more. Maybe we need to dig a little deeper and see, well, wait a minute. What are some ways that I could get over this hump? What's out there? And this was one of those ways for me. So it's really the bigger vision is there are people out there, resources out there, experiences out there waiting for us to like walk through the door and be like, okay, I'm scared as fuck, but like, can you lead me through it? Can you help me? And she did, and she's awesome. And I asked her to be on the podcast actually after the photo shoot because I was sort of like, look, most people, you know, I read their books or whatever. And then I asked them to be on the podcast. I've heard about them, or this was like a, holy shit, I can't believe what you just took me through. I got to talk to you about it. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. It means a lot to me. Eugenia has really come to be somebody who I admire, I respect. I really hope that, you know, she and I will kind of keep joining forces because I think our messages are so similar. If this is something that is on your bucket list and you're thinking it is either too expensive, and again, this isn't a sales pitch. I got no game in this. But if it is something that you are thinking about, boudoir shoot, you know, especially, but something else, and you're like, it's too expensive or it's this or it's that, just reach out and see what the options are. Make it a priority because it is something that can be life-changing. So enjoy the episode. If you enjoy it, please rate and review on Apple and or Spotify. I have the links to Eugenia's website and her Instagram and everything. Go check her out. Go check out my blog, marriageandmartinis.com, under the Friday Five about my experience. And thanks so much, guys, for all your support this past month. It has been an amazing experience, and so much of that is owed to you. So thank you. I truly, truly, I just feel so blessed and grateful to all of you. Hey, Eugenia, how are you?
Hi, Daniil.
So this is probably the first in-person conversation with a guest I've had in this house. Maybe one other.
Very special.
Yeah, you should. No, I'm so happy that you came. I mean, you don't live that far. And I told everybody in one of the episodes that one of the ways that I, well, the way I found you was on like a local Facebook page, which was so random. And also like, it's just amazing that the one photographer and like set of pictures that I saw happened to be like somewhere where I could access you, and you know what I mean, like it could have been that I saw the pictures and they were in like Spain or something. You know what I mean? It just to me it's almost like, I don't know, I feel like it was sort of meant to be that for was sure. The way it was
for sure. Especially with social media, with the amount of stuff that doesn't get shown,
yes,
or like hidden, or you know, you might not be online at that time, so it's definitely the stars aligned.
Right. And I have looked at other boudoir stuff and, you know, very pretty and everything, but it didn't strike me the same way. You know, I knew when I saw it I had to like do it. And I knew that it had to be with you, or I wanted it to be with you. You had to agree to.
Sounds like a first date.
Yeah, exactly.
I appreciate
it. You swiped right.
Thank you.
Right? Is that what happens?
Yep.
And so I mean, we've really just recently met, but we've kind of gone on this like very intense journey together the past few weeks that I feel like, you know, people don't, it's a weird thing, right? We have boudoir photography, we have an explicit podcast, we have, you know, a social media where I'm posting pictures that like, you know, most people wouldn't even show their family, let alone. So we have all these sort of very non-traditional things that we're doing together. And I think it's really cool.
And we bonded over.
And we bonded over. Yes. I'm interested to hear, though, because there's a lot that I don't know about you since we really have just met, how you first got into, well, photography and then into boudoir photography.
Sure, sure. So my husband and I, we offer wedding photography, and that's pretty much how I got myself into boudoir. One of the brides wanted to do a few sexy pictures before she gets into the wedding dress. And obviously it wasn't like, I didn't have a studio then. It was just like my first experience. And she asked both of us, and my husband's like, well, I can do that. I don't know what to do with a person in a lingerie. So you have to. And I'm like, I have no clue how to pose a person in the underwear because it's a totally different ball game. It's not a person in a dress outside with a veil and, you know. So I have done those pictures. She liked them, not my best work. But after that, I started looking into boudoir genre in general. Obviously, I'm not the one who created it. It's been around for centuries. But I really love the like the central part of it, of being dark, moody, unapologetic, not cheesy, not weird. Obviously, there is a market for all different genres. I just, like, for me, I wanted the images to speak for women's empowerment and for showing our bodies the way they are. And obviously, you know, we all get older. We have kids. Things change. And I'm one of them because we're the same age. We have, you outnumbered me in kids number, but I have two girls. Obviously, this body went through things that I would never think it went through. But honestly, the most, like, I delivered two human beings to this world. So there's nothing grander in life. So that's like my biggest achievement here. And when I started looking into boudoir, I started shooting a little bit, and then at some point, as an artist, you never think you're good enough. We as artists are very, like, subjective in that thing. And my husband, who is my biggest supporter and fan, at some point, he's like, babe, you're amazing. You need to really take it to the next level. And that's when I opened the studio, and, like, I do individual boudoir. I do couples boudoir. I offer portraiture now. I do maternity, which is also, like, an amazing, amazing genre to kind of capture women in there, you know, like when they're almost ready to deliver the baby. And I absolutely love that. So as we were joking today, my middle school or elementary school teacher did not think that I'll be doing this for a living.
Right, exactly.
Graduating with a marketing degree from, you know, like from the city college. But I absolutely, like, I love what I do. And it's has not to do with like the business part of it, but for women to see themselves in a new light. And to see how other people see them and how people are appreciating them. Because we as women sometimes get lost in that journey of life and, you know, family things and work and, you know, like everybody needing something from us. So I always tell people, whenever you're in a bad mood, pull out that picture that we printed out and look at that and just say, I got this, you know? So that's my short story.
Well, it's so interesting because to me, you know, I always, one of the things I always say is that when I was in college and everything, I remember thinking to myself, I can't think of one career that I would want to have, right? Like, I wasn't interested in medicine. I wasn't interested. I mean, I was a teacher for a few years. I wasn't very interested in it, but, you know, I did it. And, you know, the stuff that I thought about that I would want to do seemed out of my, like, you know, again, like, same as you, I didn't think I could, or right. I wasn't good enough. And you know, it's amazing to me how many professions are out there that, like, we don't even know about, or like you said, like, your teacher never would have thought, or, you know, I'm a podcaster and who would have thought, but it's interesting because this has made me see photography so differently. And, you know, I mean, obviously, look, we've done family photos, sure. And, you know, we've had a wedding and a wedding photographer and everything. This, to me, like, what you did during this was so much. I mean, it's photography, obviously, and you're an amazing photographer. But thanks. Like Adam said in one of the episodes, it was almost like, you know, you almost have to be like part part motivational, part
psychologist,
yeah, coach, and right. and yeah, and therapist, and you know, and like pioneer, and so many things that you're a photographer, but you're really taking on so many more roles than that in this,
especially in this genre. I feel
yes,
like.
Yeah, that's, you know, what I'm talking. Yeah, that's yeah. what I'm saying.
It's,
yeah,
you know, if you do food photography, obviously you need a little less prep and more of just your talent to mm-hmm. put to work. This, especially dealing with women, and I'm one of them, so I can mm-hmm. I can speak freely. I feel like it's so much more than just a pretty image of someone, you know, in my studio. It has to do with, first of all, and I don't do a lot of convincing. My work kind of tells you, that's how you found me. Like, my work spoke for itself, mm-hmm. and you felt that you can connect with me, and you can be on that other side of the lens. And that's what I love. But it has a lot to do with showing you, as I said, like, in a different light. And again, thankfully, my talent or my work mm-hmm. got me to the point where clients come to me specifically for that. And we, as we spoke earlier today, majority of my clients don't come to me for pretty pictures. Not that they wouldn't get pretty pictures, obviously, that's sure. that's my goal. But they come to me to rediscover themselves after breakups, after divorces, after going through cancer treatment, you know, or sometimes people come for happy events too. it's not a bad thing. You know, people get married or people want to give something to their partner for a milestone birthday, which is also great. But it shouldn't be, you shouldn't be like in a happy state of mind to do this. You can be in all different states mm-hmm. and come to kind of see yourself in a new light and say, okay, you know, I'm worthy and I'm amazing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when my husband tells me, babe, you look amazing, and you're like, nah, you can look at the picture and say, yes, I am all that. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, that's why, like, what I do, I absolutely love. And, like, when people look at my work, they're like, you know what, like, we almost had to come back and look at it again, because, like, some, it just speaks to you in a different way. And obviously there are, like, tons of different talented photographers out there. But I feel like this specific genre, just you have to be a little bit more than just a talented photographer. You need to be able to fulfill those gaps for women when they're looking for something like that.
Mm-hmm. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Yeah, I mean, I have looked at those pictures like 1,000 times since then. And it's interesting because being someone who posts online and is, you know, like, very visible online, it's twofold, because you can filter yourselves in pictures, absolutely. You know, you can crop however you want and everything. And the beautiful thing I think about this art form, the boudoir photography, is that you're still you.
Right.
You know, obviously, look, you're getting the angles and, you know, you're giving us some instructions about what to do and everything. But, you know, sometimes I'll like put a filter on if I'm doing a story at like 6 a.m. and right. I really like might traumatize
you
people to look
help
at me.
Too.
Yeah. And
we all do. We all
yeah.
do.
And, you know, there's something like you think to yourself, like, OK, I obviously don't look like that. And granted, I don't look like I do in those pictures every day either, but you know it's you. And right. that's the thing that is so amazing about it, is that, you know, you're not photoshopping somebody's head onto somebody's body and this and that. Like, it is real.
Right. And I always tell clients, you know, when they ask me, like, do you Photoshop? And Photoshop in general, it's a very wide term. Photoshopping can be retouching blemishes on your skin, because obviously, like, a little black and blue on your thigh does not define you in real life. Mm. It's something that comes and goes. Mm-hmm. So I'll definitely retouch pimples or like black and blue stuff, but I'm not going to make you taller or shorter or skinnier mm-hmm. or bigger, because I want you to look at those pictures and say, wow, amazing woman, who is this? Mm-hmm. Like, I want you to look at those pictures and understand this is still me. At best possible angles that I created, but still you and still looking at them and be relatable to the product that we created. So, mm-hmm. and obviously there are various photographers and people do more, people do less. There are some photographers that don't edit at all. A few amazing talents in the United States that I know. And they found their tribe. They found women who really spoke to it. I wanted like my brand to be glam, Vogue-like. Like you can take your picture and put it in the magazine. Not because I'm so amazing, just because like that picture will speak to who you are mm-hmm. in the best possible way. Mm. So, you know, just like when we go out at night, like we were going to put mascara on or we're going to put a nice dress on. That's exactly the same idea behind it. Not that, you know, makeup doesn't define you. You don't need to do makeup. You don't need to do hair. My artist is amazing. But like if that's not you, I've had clients who said, you know what, we don't do makeup, which is also fine. I want this to be truly like experience that speaks for you mm-hmm. and not for like what the society asks us to do or like what internet is telling us to do on Instagram. So luckily for me, it's working.
I mean, there's so few things I feel like that you do. I mean, I think I have a suburban mom and everything. I think I have kind of an exciting life, you know, the podcast and, you know, Adam and I, like we do some cool things, but even still my day-to-day life is very monotonous. I mean, I'm grateful and I'm blessed and I'm, right. You know, all of those things that I, you know, I'm so glad that I can, you know, be a mom and do all sure. these things, but also there are very few opportunities to have this kind of like excitement and really what sounds ridiculous but isn't, this life-changing event. And not, look, I didn't have to like train to climb Mount Everest. And I didn't have to, you know what I mean? I didn't have to, you know, I mean, I've run marathons before, but you know, this was certainly just a drive into Brooklyn is way easier.
which might be a marathon.
That's true. That's true. Yes. But there are not a lot of times in our lives where we're able to just in this way step into not a different version of ourselves, but maybe a hidden, right. more hidden version of ourselves. And when I was in that version of myself, I felt so much more comfortable than I expected to.
Which is great.
And I think also because it's in there, you know, it yep. exists you in just us. Don't,
yeah, it just doesn't come up to surface much.
Yeah, you just kind of like, you highlighted it, you know, and I have to keep that part of me, I mean, you know, while still having a marriage and martinis podcast and saying what I say, I don't keep that much hidden. Right. But, you know, look, when I go to the supermarket and schools and this and that, like I'm not walking around, obviously, like feeling like that.
None of us do. I mean, yeah. A few people probably, but no.
So to me, it's like it was just this incredible, you know, experience. But I'm interested to hear like, how you would describe that experience, like from start to finish, what do you want women to get throughout the whole thing? And what transformation have you seen like in women from the time maybe they book the session or they walk into the studio until like they see the pictures and beyond? Because it truly is a journey.
Right. For sure. Everybody's nervous. You were able to hide it better, Danielle, but I have women who come to me and they're trembling, shaking, not so much when they book the session, but in anticipation. And I remember on the podcast you also said like you almost canceled the day before. I've had a few people who I had to convince and had a conversation. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the way my personality is, like, I talk a lot. Not at home, sometimes I just shut up and I'm like, I'm done. But I talk a lot. My expertise comes to making you as comfortable as possible, because it is a very intimate experience. You know, my brand used to be Eugenia Rybinik Intimate Photography, but then I felt like it was just very specific, so I changed it to studios. But it's a very intimate experience. You get naked with your soul and your body in front of a stranger, and I'm not the OBGYN doctor, so it's a different angle. But my goal is to make you as comfortable as you can be when you're home, like working in your underwear and not paying attention to anything that's happening. And I guide people through the whole session. And I talk so much that all people need to do is just follow my direction. And at some point they're like, oh, I got this. Especially like type A, you know, high professionals who are like, I follow directions very well. That's how I got to like my goals in life. So when people start following direction, they're like, oh, I forget that I'm semi-naked in front of a stranger. And then sometimes women are like, can we do some nudes? I'm like, you always need to do some nudes. The worst thing that's going to happen is like, okay, you're going to say it's too much of me. But honestly, the way my brand is and the way like the mood of my pictures are, people end up with a lot more nudes because they look artistic, they look professional, they don't look cheesy or weird or degrading. And I always tell people, this is the space where you can do whatever you want. You can be as fully dressed as like turtleneck and pants, or you can be completely open and just, you know, just be yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think it's working, you know?
Yeah.
And women sometimes get very nervous before they see the pictures, you know, even more nervous when they're at the session itself. But when they see them, they're like, that's not me. I'm like, it is you. Mm-hmm. I did not Photoshop
anyone.
That's how
anyone. I felt.
Yeah. And I don't want, like, I don't want people to feel that, oh my God, it's not me. It's just the overall, like, first thing experience when they see 100 images, they're like, oh my God, this is overwhelming. But when they look at them again and again, they're like, oh my God, this is like me in my best light. And that's all the response that I need. Like, my job is done at that point. It's, you know, it's them choosing the images.
Well, it also, I think, does something on the other end, which is it highlights the fact that, you know, we see every day these celebrities, right? How much, you know, the Kim Kardashians right. and the, you know, whoever is.
Whoever else comes to mind.
Yeah. I mean, you know, just the most, the gorgeous, well, the people who are either number one gorgeous or, you know, very curated or.
Right.
And we all kind of think to ourselves, oh my God, maybe not Kim Kardashian, but like, if I could only look like that, if right. I, you know, if I could only have that body, if I could only have that hair, if I could only do my makeup, like, and then when you do this, you realize, oh, wait a minute, that's not them that's, either.
Right.
You know? And so it puts that in perspective too, which
For
was
sure.
really important. Like I really felt that day like, okay, like if, and I said it on the podcast.
That
about,
was so funny.
Yeah, when I was like, you know, if someone had come in and been like, we're down a stripper, can you come in? I would have been like, hell yeah.
But you will be a very elegant and sophisticated stripper.
And I would be.
I definitely don't want to put like that into like the stripping type of thing. It's like sexy, let's say burlesque. Type of a show.
Yeah, sure. Where, and look, I'm all yeah. for stripper. I would do it. Shit. I mean, if I could. I mean,
okay.
My we'll dance skills aren't up to par, but I would do it. But in that, look, I could have, if someone had been like, you want to try out for a movie? I'd have been like, right. yeah, okay, I'll do it. Like, you just realize that there's so many steps between who that real person
right.
is and those. And you also think to yourself, like, oh shit, yeah, I could do it too.
Right.
You know, and that's a nice, bridging that gap is really nice too, because we always think of ourselves as so much less than those people.
Yep.
You know, and to know that, oh, wait a minute, hair person, makeup
that's,
person.
Right. It takes a village too.
Yeah. And again, you're still you, but you're this elevated version
right.
kind of. And
it's still
also,
you if you had all the money of Kim Kardashian.
Right, exactly.
Getting all that glam squad to get you look the way you do. And
yes.
You know.
Yes.
For the special experience, obviously.
Well, and you have that closet to pick out of.
Yep.
So so the other part is that for me, when I wanted to do this, was I felt like as somebody who has written a lot and spoken a lot about, you know, body image and trying to embrace ourselves and the journey that I've been on with that. This to me was a chance to put, you know, to walk the walk. I
right.
knew that I needed to do that, right? As someone who always talks about it and everything, there was still this very, very definite boundary for me that mm-hmm. I would not cross. And, you know, even when I would post stuff online, it would be either I'm fully clothed or it's just from the waist up or,
right.
you know, and so for me, I was like, okay, this is the way I'm going to like cross this boundary. What other reasons have you seen, you know, for women and everything that, like, that are that they're doing it in a way that's helping them to, like, evolve or to, you know, what do you see in the progression from, you know, through this experience? Because for me, it was really proving something to myself.
Which was what?
Which was that I not only say that I embrace and love my body as it is, and look, of course, I have my hang-ups and everything like that.
Everyone does.
But showing myself that it's true, you know, that I'm not just talking out of my ass and right. I'm not just, you know, some people, you know, like some of the comments and stuff are, oh, you're just lazy and you don't want to. And like, it's not about that. It's about, you know, no, I've found this liberation and this right. freedom in the way I'm living now. And it really did prove to me that I, you know, it's not bullshit. I really do.
Right.
So, and also to everybody, I felt like I owed all the readers and the, you know, and the listeners, I owed them that, like, yeah, I can do this and you can too.
Right.
So.
It was definitely brave of you to do something like that, because we feel like society criticizes us for variety of things. And again, we're talking about, you know, this whole Kim Kardashian era and being super filtered, super edited and polished when anything is posted. I have two kids. One is a teenager. She's on TikTok. And whatever she watches, she's like, oh my God, this girl is so pretty. I'm like, you are pretty. You do not need... And beauty of itself is such a subjective word. What you find pretty, I might not, and vice versa. And that's why, you know, it's like, I feel like the teenagers nowadays are really affected by, like, what's posted on the internet, what's posted on TikTok. And I had an interesting story that I forgot to tell you. And I think we, like, when we chatted, I said, I'll remember that. But I had a client who had various health issues due to growing up in a household where parents were too busy with work and they just were throwing money at her as a, you know, as some sort of solving the issues of them not being present in her mm-hmm. life. And she went through suffering with bulimia and eating disorders. And she said, like, all her life, she hated the way she looked. Where when she showed up in my studio, I'm looking at the girl and I'm like, oh my God, she's so pretty. But obviously I've seen her for the very first time, which as happens with a lot of my clients. And she found out that she's expecting. And her message when she reached out to me, she's like, I'm 6 months pregnant. I finally got to love the body that I have. And that's specifically because I'm delivering another human being into this world. And I feel like I need to change my perspective. Mm. And my parents weren't there for that. So I almost feel like I need to step up and be that parent because I'm, you know, I'm going to have a baby soon. So she came for the maternity session with me. So it wasn't even, like, if it wouldn't be for that reason, she might never find the way to love herself again. And, or maybe not again, maybe for the first time mm-hmm. ever. Mm-hmm. Because, and obviously everything happens, you know, we live those lives and things happen in life. And I had two kids with the C-section. Obviously my body has the scars, but I got to the point of my life where I'm like, my imperfections are my imperfections. They're in my mind only. My partner doesn't see it. My friends don't see it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't change my conversation with them when I talk to them. And you know what? I'm going to embrace it. Mm-hmm. And whatever I can work on that works for me, I'll do that. So obviously we all don't look like people that are posting, you know, like the celebrities and stuff that they post on the Instagram. But my message to women is to, and that's why, like, I feel like you also felt relatable to my brand because I post, whoever agrees to allow me to post their stuff, I post a variety of bodies. We're all different. Yeah. Not everybody has the same, you know, the same body unless they're twins, and even twins sometimes they change. But when people see that, they're like, oh, people don't look like models. They don't all look like, you know, one shape, you know, body on my Instagram or on my website. And they're like, okay, if other people did that, I can do that as well. So again, it's not about the pictures. It's about just mm-hmm. changing how people see you and loving the things that you can, you know, you can change in your world. and maybe changing whatever you want to. I have clients who are like, oh my God, this is so amazing. I'm going to do it every year. Mm-hmm. And it's going to, you know, we're going to do different styles. And this is like, this is such a celebration of me that I owe it to myself to do something like that. You know, we go to spas, we do facials, we get our hair colored. This is almost that therapeutic experience that people need as well.
Beyond.
You know?
Yeah.
Definitely more dress up and, you know, like in different outfits than just going to a spa, but pretty much the same thing. Things that we need in life that help us get through it, because life gets crazy. It's, you know, everybody, like, you know, we're lucky that we have this opportunity to do, you know, like to make our own schedule and, you know, stuff like that. A lot of people work like from 7 a.m. in the morning till 7 p.m. And sometimes, and when they come to my studio and do that, they're like, oh my God, like this is for me, you know? So hopefully I answered your question.
Yeah. That is one of the amazing things about all of it is that the experience is, I guess that's one of the things that, you know, it feels so, I guess I always have to preface it with, look, I know it was just taking pictures, you know, because, you know, people are like, some people are probably like, dude, I'll take naked pictures on a Tuesday, whatever, like, you know, and it, granted, it's different in your own bedroom with your partner or whatever. And for many of us who for years have really, look, think about even just taking a group photo, right? Where am I going to be in the group photo that I'm going to look at? Where's my arm? Is the camera up high enough that, you know, are they doing it so my double chin is going to show or it's not going to show? Like, think about just on a daily basis now what we do to curate, you know, and a picture. Like, it's insanity. And you know, to the point where, like, I bet that most people don't even have any quote unquote bad photos of themselves because we don't want it. And so to get down to this, you know, this area of just, I mean, I couldn't check the pictures that you were taking. No, I couldn't.
And I usually don't show them.
Right. No, you didn't. And you know, you gave me like a teaser of the back behind the scenes, but is really an exercise in getting back to what it means to just be present in the moment and not be thinking about, you know, like when I was in that moment, I was just feeling like I was kind of the center of everything. Yep. And I was.
And that's how it should be. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think also what you said about the bigger, you know, that they're all size bodies. First of all, that was one thing that I checked when I looked at your website and on Instagram and stuff, because that was important to me that it was somebody who, you know, was taking all different bodies and you obviously were. That when you look at these pictures of all different bodies in this context, you truly do realize that beauty is, you know, is such, it's so much.
It's so wide.
Wide and deep and versatile and, you know, and multifaceted and that it's just, you know, Adam said, like, the pictures were really sexy. He's like, the fact that you did this.
That's a different story.
Yeah. He's like that. The fact that you had the courage to do this is like the sexiest part. You know, I don't know if I believe him or not, but
no, I believe him.
But you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, you're like, oh, damn, this woman, like, she wants to capture herself. Right. She's not trying to be hidden in the back of the photo. Right. She's out there.
Yep.
And that's pretty freaking awesome.
It is.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that that's such a cool thing. And I'm trying now. At first, Adam said, yes, I'm definitely going back.
I remember.
Now he says he's not sure.
Okay.
I'm going to convince him. We're doing it.
Don't give up on you yet, right?
No. And, you know, and I think to him, he's sort of like, look, women's bodies are so beautiful and this and that. And, you know, like, and I think that I'm wondering for him who also is self-conscious in his very own real way. Right. I mean, you know, he's
a human.
He's a human. And look, you know, he's always been self-conscious about his, you know, his height and, you know, and I think that he could really, really use this. I don't know that he'd do it by himself, which I don't think he needs to, but to do it, the two of us Do you find that the experience when you have couples in there or you know, men in there, that it's a different experience, or is it similar for both genders?
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I would actually tell you that men get into that much easier than women. I feel like women in general overthink a lot of things. And again, I'm one of them, so mm-hmm. I do overthink some things. But I feel like when, and couple sessions are amazing. It's a totally different ball game. It's obviously two of you and I follow you with camera, which like people laugh all the time in the beginning. But then we kind of get into the moment of just enjoying each other's company. And it's not about, you know, doing sexy stuff in front of a stranger. It's about capturing your connection, your chemistry, because obviously anybody can grab a phone and do pictures of themselves, you know, like doing different things. It's not where people come to me from. I had a couple who were also married, kids, and kind of like life took over their, you know, their existence. And they're like, you know what, like we're not like that bond that was always there. We kind of lost it. So we felt like this is a type of experience where we can really be present, like you said, in the moment. And every time we don't feel 100%, we look at those pictures and we're like, you know what, like the bond is still there. We just need to remember that and try to experience it again and, you know, just like pay more attention to each other. So no, I feel like couple sessions are fun. They're like so cool. And, you know, just I guide people through that. But I feel like men usually just, and I do like same sex couples. It's not, you know, only men and women,
sure, of course.
But anybody who has a partner and would like to experience it, something like that. It's totally fun. And like, men don't even, maybe they hide it. Well, I don't know. Maybe they do. But usually women are much more particular about, you know, like this angle works better.
Right.
Than that.
I know.
I always tell
them,
I'm like, I got it. I always want to know, like, what, you know, what makes you feel secure. And we all have angles. I have my right angle. I really like it. That's all my selfies. But I tell people that, you know what, like, I remember that, but I'll do a variety of angles and hopefully I'll prove you wrong. And sometimes I do, which I love. Because people just, you know, they get set with their own mindset and they don't want to, you know, change is also, it's hard, you know, and when they see them in different angle. I had a girl who was crying on when she came to see the pictures. I'm like, oh my God, she hates them. She's like, I love them. And my mom, she's a young girl, 30 years old. She's like, my mom, she had, she's Jewish, so she had a slightly different nose structure than maybe others. And she's like, my mom always told me how beautiful I was. And all I saw in mirror was my nose. Aww. And I look at pictures and they're like, she's like, they like million-dollar pictures. They're amazing. I'm like, Anna, thank God you're not crying from like sad tears. But yeah, so I talk about a lot of different things, but in general, couple sessions are amazing and it's definitely fun. And honestly, having a third person kind of makes it a little less stressful and like a little more fun. And I talk a lot, I guide you through everything, and it's awesome. So Adam should definitely give it a thought.
Yeah. I mean, no. Oh, he's doing it. But so is it, do you give as much instruction when it's a couple, or is it sort of like just, you know, because people have their ways that they are with one another,
sure.
Right? So it's just, I'm interested to know if, because look, I very much felt like everything was so natural, but of course you also would, you know, say, listen, you know, just, you could put your hand here,
right,
because it can get awkward
you
don't know where the fuck to put it. Yeah, so I don't know. Is it like if
it's still fully guided.
Okay.
And
like, do you have like stuff for them like you do for women, or do they come with their own stuff?
So for men, I don't have a boudoir closet, but I do, like when we get ready for the session, as I send to you, like I send a guide of what looks good in camera. You're not married to that guy. You can bring whatever you want. Actually, lingerie, not lingerie, but I guess underwear industry for men is really lacking the options for, you know, and I had a few clients who are like, you know, all I have is like Calvin Klein briefs or boxers and that's all there is. But there should be, you know, beautiful pieces that women get access to. So maybe we should look into creating something.
Oh, yeah, we should.
But yeah, so I don't have the boudoir closet for them, but I do give them options like what works great. Mm-hmm. It's always, it's almost like creating like a story for a movie, you know, just like Mr. and Mrs. Smith or something like that. I always tell people like, you want to bring a suit and a dress or like a suit and a girl, like the girl would wear lingerie. It's always sexy. Like it's something that you would replay at home when you come back from like having cocktails in the bar. And then I kind of like get enough information to go from there. I do guide people because obviously this is what you pay me for. This is my expertise to show you at the best angles. But I kind of like, again, let people just enjoy the experience itself as well. And I do a variety of different, you see, I like, I shoot very fast because it's a lot to just pose, especially if you don't do it for a living, if you're not a model. But I kind of get different angles and like a variety of different poses and make it fun. And, you know, just like some cool memories and some champagne and stuff like that. So,
yeah, I'm excited. Well, it's funny what you said about the movie thing, because the denim shirt that I brought, I, growing up, Risky Business was like one of my favorite movies. And so Rebecca De Mornay comes down in the morning in like his button down. I don't think Adam's button down would fit me.
It's but okay. Nobody would know if it's his or not.
but that's always been sort of a fantasy of mine. So maybe I need to have Adam do, remember the Risky Business where he like slides in with his... I think we should do that. That would be super cool.
I have the perfect floors for that.
Oh, you do have the perfect floors.
They're like nice cement Brooklyn floors.
I'm gonna ask him. I mean, I feel like if I sort of like, I mean, if I incorporated like making him like his favorite movies and stuff.
And it's definitely, that's why I like, even in my guide, I tell people, send me your mood board. Send me stuff that speaks to you in photography. Photography is beauty. It's very subjective. You know, like some people, when they send me all black and white pictures, I'm like, oh, obviously the person only likes black and white pictures. So I'm not going to push them to get colored, you know, colored options. But when people send me pictures with like nude silhouettes, obviously I know this is a part of something that speaks to them and they want to incorporate in their session. So a lot of it, you don't need to talk a lot. You can kind of, like I speak with my imagery and that's what I love for clients to send to me. So if Adam sends me, you know,
no, it's gonna be Arnold Schwarzenegger, like, Sylvester Stallone. He's gonna be like, can you make me look like Rocky?
We can try. But nobody, that's why Rocky is Rocky. He's one of a kind. Nobody looks like that in regular life.
He's gonna be like, all right, can you just like, you know, anything you could do? Yeah, I think it would be so much fun.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's also experience. It's something like nowadays, you can buy anything. Like you can buy theater tickets, shows, but this is an experience of both of you and something to remember. And like it really like continues replaying like through years.
Well, that's it. Yeah.
So, yeah.
I know someone said in one of the comments, she said, you know, I would love to do it. It's so expensive. And I said this and I really, really meant it. I would give up a vacation for this. I would give up, you know, there's stuff I didn't know it at the time.
Right.
You know what I mean? If I had to choose between, I probably would have been like, really? I'm going to choose a boot now looking, knowing what I know now. Oh my God. It's one of the best investments ever. It's like you're investing in
yourself.
Yeah. And you're investing in yourself moving forward.
Right.
You know, I mean, I feel such a change in myself. I mean, you truly are like, I mean, I hope you realize what you do. And honestly, it's, you know, it's so much more than photography. Not that photography in itself isn't a beautiful, wonderful art. It is. But you really, you know, the impact that this experience has had on me. And, you know, and I think, you know, on my relationships and everything, it is, it is such a ripple effect. You know, it is such
people
a...
People can see it, but I'm slowly turning red.
But it's true. And, you know, you probably... you probably don't hear it. I'm sure you hear it some, but also just like any other occupation, it's like, you know, a lot of times it can be like, you don't know. You hope that you're making a difference and everything. And I said you're my new hero. So thank you.
I definitely don't think that on a regular basis. And sometimes like when people leave reviews, I'm like, oh, I touched that person's life in a different way, which I love. And people are so amazing with their words. Like I'm not, but you know, I do it with art and they do it with words. But I definitely like this is, if this is what I do, there's nothing else I need in life. Like this is the most ultimate and amazing feedback that I can get.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm interested. One of the last questions I wanted to ask you is about, so Adam and I get, we have three kids. Mm-hmm. When we started this podcast, you know, almost 6 years ago, they were
none
younger.
Oh, you mean the kids were younger. I thought there were no one else that was doing it.
You know, now obviously they're a little older and used to it, but we get the question all the time. Right. Oh my God, what do you tell your kid? Like in a kind of, I don't think they mean it in a shameful way when they ask, but it's sort of like a, what do you tell them? What are you going to do? Blah, blah, blah. And look, my answer is always, I don't talk about anything that I think is, you know, is wrong. I don't shit talk anybody. Right. I don't endorse anything that I don't believe in. Right. Yes, we curse a lot. Yes. You know, we talk about sex. Yes, all this stuff.
You talk about things that people can relate to. And this is, it's all happening in our lives. And just because people don't talk about it doesn't mean that it doesn't happen. So you were just brave enough to, you know, to get the audience to talk about it, which is amazing.
Yeah, I still sometimes can't believe we did it. But, you know, but I'm interested, like, I'm sure that there's a little bit of, you know, it's a different art form.
Right.
And so I'm interested in what you want your daughters to know and what you tell them about it and, you know, how you frame it for them.
Sure. So as I said, my kids are teenagers, 13 and a half and 11 and a half. We did have questions when, you know, because I do most of my work, I do at home. I don't, you know, I do photography in my studio, but then all the editing, ordering of albums, ordering of any type of printed products, I print at home. So they see that my older one helps me with like getting the picture set up for like a folio box and stuff like that. And I think because my art form was, it's always tasteful. It's not cheesy or like something that the teenager would be like questioning me about. They always felt like, my older one said, Mom, I'm going to become a photographer when I grow up. I'm like, no, you're going to go get education, you know, go through my stuff, and you know, like graduating with marketing degree. And then we can see, I said, it's definitely, you know, you definitely have an eye for it. It's not something that you must go to school for. People, you know, self-learn a lot of different skills and stuff, but they're actually proud to tell like people in school that, oh, my mom is like, they say an amazing photographer. I don't call myself that, but I don't show them a lot of couples just because I feel like they're too young to kind of understand that there is, you know, like the whole different ball game in terms of like relationship. And I want them to get it gradually. So they're not like at 11 thinking, oh, you know, like there are two semi-naked people making out in my mom's studio. It's definitely, there is a time and place for that. But for females, I'm like, we're born naked and we're born in our body the way it is, and you know, things happen in life. And so many times my clients who come to me and they're like, well, you know, this angle and that angle, and then my kids look at the picture and like, Mom, she's so beautiful. I'm like, I wish my client was here right now, because you know how they say like kids always tell the truth, and you know, like sometimes we as women forget to think of us that way. So no, I'm super happy they know what I do, and like and my whole family like supports me.
Yeah, I mean, why? Like, why
in the most amazing
they?
Way.
But I also, what a gift for them to be able to see. How often do we really see real bodies?
Right, right.
And what a gift, you know what I mean? I worry about that all the time with you know, my kids. That right. You know, I'm always thinking to myself, like, you know, at the beach and stuff, I always want to be like, oh, you see those bodies and look how beautiful they are, and they're like, shut up, Mom. But you know, but I think that you're giving them such a gift because their brain, I think, is going to process beauty differently.
Right. And I hope. And it's still, I mean, as I said, they're very exposed to TikTok and stuff like that. But I feel like that just shows them that there is no rule to how you should look or you must look, and there are different bodies. And, you know, like my older daughter asked me, like, why women do that? I'm like, to celebrate themselves, to rediscover themselves, you know. And she's like, well, but they have scars. I said, yeah, that's a part of them. Like, that's a part of their life journey. And I specifically, when clients come to me and they do have scars, I always ask them, do you want me to Photoshop it or not? Because I had a girl who had an open heart surgery when she was 16. She's like, no, this is why I'm here today. Do not Photoshop any of that out. I'm wearing it proudly and, you know, just through my life. And obviously, you know, if there is a little tattoo that we got when we were 15 and now we're a little wiser, I'm like, sure, I'll remove it if you don't want it to be. But yeah. I also want you to look at those pictures and understand that this is still you.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And that, I really did feel yeah. like that. Yeah. I mean, it's just a beautiful balance. And I'm so grateful. And
same.
I mean, really.
You spoke about me like so amazingly. I would never be able to put it into
words.
Well,
I mean every word. I meet a lot of people and have had been lucky enough to have a lot of experiences through this podcast and everything. And this definitely is at the very top. So I thank you for being willing to photograph me and to be part of it and allow me to post the pictures and everything. It's been healing, and it's been, it's been restorative in a sense. Like I feel very much like, a connection now to my community and, you know, our listeners and our followers, everything in like even an elevated way. And, you know, right. like I feel like they've been on this journey with me for so long, and this was the next step. And I also feel like, you know, it all started like when I was 41 or 42, I was like, I'm getting a tattoo. I've wanted one forever.
Most you people waited long enough.
Now I'm like, I can't stop. Right. I'm like addicted.
That's what happens.
I've heard. But most people are like, it's a fucking tattoo, like big deal. For me, it was a big deal.
But everybody has their own journey.
That's right. And everybody has their limitations. Then that gave me the courage to sort of, you know, dominate onto this, which right. is now I was sort of like, all right, this is the next. Now I am like,
how are you tapping it off?
Oh, I am like, let's go all naked all the time. Okay. Hedonism, here I come.
That sounds good and very brave.
Now I got to put more stuff on my bucket list. So thank you so much.
My absolute pleasure. Before we finish, yes. I brought a little gift for you. I don't know if we should do it. I mean,
you brought a gift for me.
You can add, like, edit it out if you don't want to.
Oh, no, I want to. I want to see. I want a gift. Oh, my God. Wait, I don't have a gift for you.
Stop.
I feel so bad. I bought her a salad for lunch. So
here we go.
Oh, my God. What is this?
I'm going to remove this for a second.
Okay. Am I going to cry? I'm going to cry.
To celebrate yourself.
Man, look at this gorgeous. It has your name on it. Oh my God. No.
You can pull this up. I don't have to do it now, but just wanted to.
Oh my God.
And this is my favorite picture of you. Oh. I've painted a few different ones, but.
Oh my God, Genia.
Just something for you to, hold on, my ear turned. Something for you to remember. And anytime, as I said, you're in a like funky mood, you're like, I got this. This is me on those pictures.
This is
amazing. I always believe in printing art. I know we got some digitals, but like I always want people to actually have something. Danielle, when you're 90, you're sitting in a rocking chair and you're
I'll
like,
in your studio.
I was. Okay, what that?
You're gonna put that pink thing around my
yeah.
around my whatever, yeah, my walker.
But
oh my
you have
God.
Time to look at them, but like I just want to print something that
thank
will
you
remind
so,
you. My pleasure.
I mean, this has been such a gift. And
my pleasure.
You're a gift, and please, everybody, go and you know and follow and
get naked
and
in front of me.
Sure, yes, by all means, please. If people are in the tri-state area, you're
I'm in New York, so it's.
And then do you have one in Miami or something? Or you do?
I do have space in Miami that I don't go there as often, but that's an option. I'm actually working on a space in Jersey as well. So you never know. And it's actually, New York is such a cool place to be. You know, just like you took like a ride and you came there and then you went for dinner with your friend.
Industry City was so
and
cool.
It's a cool space and it's like, it's definitely something, it's also an experience to just like book a trip for yourself. I've had clients who flew, like especially couples, they did like staycation in the city and they booked this experience and this was a part of their like weekend, which is an amazing idea. Yeah. Or like girlfriends or a bachelorette party, like something that you would remember and you'll be like, oh my God, I'm so happy I've done that.
I mean, it's a perfect thing to do while on a trip away.
Yeah.
Oh my God. If I could give everybody this experience, I would. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like if I won the lottery tomorrow, you know, I'd be like,
Here we go.
I'm not buying you a house, but here is everybody. Go get a boudoir shoot because I do think it's that transformative.
So
I will put your links and everything are already in our, you know, but we will add to it. And listen, even if you're not ready yet, you know,
put it on your bucket list.
Put it on your bucket list. Yes. And do it sooner rather than later, because honestly, the second half of your life fucking begins after you do it. So thank you so much, Eugenia.
Thank you,
and I cannot wait to look through these. This was beyond sweet.
A little surprise.
I can give you some cookies.
Stop. It's not like a name of exchange. It's like something that I really wanted to for you to have something printed. So
I'm so excited. These are going to go in my bedroom.
Yay.
Thank you. All right, everyone. So go check out Eugenia online. And if you've been enjoying these episodes, please go to Apple and Spotify and rate and review. And we'll be back next week, me and Adam. So have a great week. And thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.